Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Getting some headlines here. Brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Miami Marlins, still alive. Still alive, dude. Four games under 500 with six to go. Really a great last week. They swept the week. They swept the Rangers. They swept the Rockies. And still knocking on the door there. Not ready to put it all to bed for this season yet. So they got the Phillies tonight. And then they got the Phillies. And then they got the Mets. Tuesday, excuse me, is when the series starts. So Phillies and Marlins starting on Tuesday at 6:45, and then they got the Mets to close things out. As of right now, your standings look like this for the wild card. The Marlins are four back with six to go. The Mets and Reds have that same record on the wild card. I don't know who has the tiebreaker right
Cincinnati
now.
Cincinnati has the tiebreaker.
Cincinnati has the tiebreaker, Vlad?
Yes.
And then so they got to jump some teams. A lot of things got to go their way, but they do have the Mets this weekend. So, listen, we can't make Gus happy. We can at least make Jason Jackson happy because he loves him some Cincinnati Reds. So, got that going for us. And also, in the midst of this week, the Panthers, we had Matthew Tkachuk at game day, college game day. And then at the game, Matthew Tkachuk was there with Seth Jones, Mackie Samuskevich, Nico Mikkola, Atulo Sturinen, and Mr. Lasolas, Anton Lundell.
Those are the type of guys you want to go to a football game with.
I wonder if Mackie took that picture with another Wolverine.
I don't know, but I did see in one of them, he was with Mike Ryan from the Levitard show. They showed up to their tailgate, and he didn't throw up the U. He threw up the M.
There you go.
He's not peacocking for anybody.
He knows what's up.
He knows what's up, Leroy. Yeah. So you had that. Bill Belichick. Oof. They got killed by UCF this past week. Wow. 34-9. Of course, UCF was taking pot shots at the on social media. Did you see what they
Why
did?
Why wouldn't you?
They put the Golden Knight mascot on the beach laying down, and he was playing uppies with a W. Oh, man. That was rough. Not going great for him so far.
I wouldn't like, I don't, it's weird to me how in every other walk of life, people expect patience, but in sports, you don't get that luxury, right?
People have been waiting to
dance. There's a reason why they were terrible last year. They didn't have any players.
Yeah, but people have been waiting to dance on this man's sports grave for a long time, dude.
I would say, based on his track record, Give it a couple of years, he'll be fine.
Asia Wilson was named WNBA MVP this weekend. Did you see?
Again,
fourth time, first four-timer.
Back to back.
There was a question whether she was going to win it this year, because then they went on that run.
Yep.
Now it was
and Nafisa, then what's her name got hurt, right?
Yeah, Nafisa Kalia got hurt. Yeah. And once they got, she got hurt, and then the Aces went on that 17-game winning streak. It was pretty much Asia's, but both were deserving. But Asia, back to back, fourth time, but they didn't play too well last night.
No, they did not. They got beat by the Fever. What's it, best of five,
without
Vlad?
Three out of five.
Uh-huh. Yes, and I'd be funny if the Fever wins the title without Caitlin Clark.
That's what, you know what, Vlad, when I was watching the game, I was like, man, I got to tell you, they look really good without her.
But this was a cool moment. Asia gets her MVP yesterday, and look who decides to show up with the old hardware.
Because you don't know which moment is going to be the one that puts you over the edge. That's all I got. Carolyn, what do you got?
We do have some media. Carly, could you just let him in?
Kathy.
Hey.
You can see she walks. She looks to the gym doors in the Aces facility, and who comes skipping in with her MVP trophy?
Her favorite trophy.
But Bam Adebayo. And she is brought to tears immediately with the WNBA commissioner giving a little speech there. But she was moved. Those two are two scoops of adorable. Let me tell you.
They are.
Two scoops of adorable.
Have they stopped trying to
No, I don't think they are in secret anymore. I think it's the if it is a secret, it's the worst kept secret.
No, they've let everybody know. Come on. When you go on social media, you know, it's nothing worse when your girl steals your hoodie and your sweatpants and then shows the picture of the girl wearing the hoodie and the sweatpants. That's your girl, man. You're letting it be known.
Adorbs. So, good for
Asia. Never gets old, right?
I don't think so.
Winning an award? Or being in love?
MVP.
Yeah, well, she's one of those crazy competitive people, too, who's like, they wrote us all off. You know, I was like,
did she foul out last night? Because she had four fouls. They go five, right?
Yeah, they go three out of five.
No, five fouls.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't.
Because she had five fouls in, like, the beginning of the third quarter.
Leroy's making hockey questions to WNBA.
Dude, I'm just.
What? Just a question. It's fine, baby. No judgment.
You know what? Have you ever asked me a football question and I didn't know the answer?
I don't know.
No.
You don't know that it's not no.
She only had four fouls. No. She only had four fouls. She did not foul.
She played a quarter and a half with four fouls. Hey.
Mm?
No, you haven't.
I think I've asked questions.
No, you haven't.
I think I have.
No, you haven't.
I probably
have. No, you haven't.
I think I have.
No, you haven't. Because if people have
real mature.
Deemed that I'm the expert,
mm-hmm.
then I try to have answers.
I've never said that I'm a hockey expert.
And Leroy, six fouls, just like the NBA. That's when you foul.
It's it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Vlad.
Wow.
Because, why do you ask me questions? You're just my friend.
That's not what I sound like. You're like,
here we go with the hockey questions.
If two go over the blue line, but one is back, is that offsides or not offsides? And then what is the power play situation on that? It's like, Jesus, all right, dude. What am I, Barry Melrose?
Really?
Minus one.
Now, I will say this.
We're lashing out.
If I ask you a fight game question, you're all over that.
Mm. Fair. I'm going to the Jake Paul press conference tomorrow. Jake Paul, Gervonta Davis.
That is here, right? In Kaseya Center.
They
right?
got moved to the Kaseya Center.
I think I might go to that. I want to go to that.
You know what's crazy? If they sit at a table, is one of them going to need a booster chair?
Definitely. He's very tiny, Gervonta Davis.
He's tiny, dude. It's not a knock on his toughness or anything like that, but he's tiny.
It will not be a professional bout because of the size discrepancy. They are making it an exhibition, exactly like Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather was. Now, does that mean they can't knock each other out? I don't think so. I don't know what the...
I mean...
They just, it's not going to count as anybody's record because there's no weight class. I think they're also saying that according to Jake Paul's promoter, that he's got to weigh. He can't weigh whatever he wants. Like, they're going to have to, he's going to have to hit some kind of under 200 weight limit.
And Gervonta is what, 160?
I mean, maybe if he's, yeah, maybe he hasn't trained, he's 160, but he's like 150.
What is this? He fights at 150?
140, 135, 140.
Oh, my God. What are we doing? Like, here's, it's going to be like, Gervonta is going to hit him with 17, bap, 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 bap. And then Paul's going to hit him with one, boom, and just night, night.
I don't know if he's going to hit him with many clean shots, dude.
You don't think, like, yeah.
I don't think
he's. I mean, it's kind of like, is from the defensive aspect of it, is he as good as Bud?
No, no. By no means is he Bud, but he's very fast. And okay. And I'd say a lot of the times he fights very conservatively. Like, he kind of fights, he's always looking for the, like, he'll have some fights where he throws up some real low outputs because he's looking for the one bomb. So I am curious to see, like, does he just pour on the punches here? Because that's not typically his style. Like, he literally, like, will look for the one shot to send somebody into the bleachers. And mind you, he's coming off of a fight everybody thought he lost against Lamont Roach. So, you know, but it's going to be a circus. I like circuses. And I love fight press conferences. You know that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you like instigating things.
Oh, that's not fair. I don't instigate. Vlad, I just, whatever happens, happens, Vlad. Not,
yeah, a hat might be
there's
pulled
two
off.
Things, there's two things that Tobin, as good of friends as we are, I know I take a backseat to. Fight press conferences, right? And if Skip Bayless is in town.
That's not fair. That's not fair. I didn't go to
really?
See Skip Bayless.
Did you?
I didn't go to
Dude,
see Skip Bayless.
You left me.
I didn't leave you. You were you going golfing. Me.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't going to leave you for Skip Bayless.
Okay.
Now, down the road, did Skip Bayless send me a message because Joy did a very nice thing? Yes. But
hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless.
You know, like, what you don't understand is I was in the, those were the dark ages as far as my team petty watching. You know, I was in a dark place. The Heat, they weren't very good. LeBron was at the Cavs. The only person who was speaking for the Heat on a national level was Skip Bayless, saying that LeBron left him high and dry. I'm not proud of it. It is what it is. We all look back at parts of our life we're not proud of.
LeBron.
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless.
He just left.
That sounded creepy, bro.
It did.
I'm not denying it sounded creepy.
Hey, it sounded like, hey, Brendan, want to get in the car? I have candy. Right?
It does.
It does.
Oh, no.
And it's like, don't get in the car with a stranger.
don't take candy from a stranger.
Brendan. He has Snickers, though.
Oh, as a kid, I feel like I could be easily tricked.
To catch a predator. Well, it was easy to get Tobin.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2. Play a little All Right on No. But let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins will be back at it on Monday Night Football. The Jets, they lost a tough one yesterday. Patriots, 5 turnovers. Open the door for Aaron Rodgers. You can't give the old man too many chances, Leroy.
Nope.
But they dropped to 1-2. And meanwhile, the Bills are sitting back here willy-nilly, and they're like, look at these idiots in our division. That's what they got going on.
I mean, it happens. It's just unfortunate. It's been the same division, 2 different teams, and none of them are the damn Dolphins. First you had to run with Tom Brady. Now Josh Allen. Yeah. Where's our run, damn it?
Where's our run, man? Where is our run? Crazy, dude.
Hold on. I think, and when you think about the run, there's a couple of things that you got to get first, right? All of them have had a reliable quarterback, and all of them have had a pretty reliable offensive line. When you talk about Tom Brady and all the things that he's won, the one thing they talk about is how consistent his offensive line has been, right? So from that standpoint, you need a quarterback, but I would say by just looking at the league, you need an offensive line more. And the teams that haven't figured that out yet got a quarterback that's either hurt or their quarterback can't win. So do with that what you may. Every team that's had success has started there.
He's right. You can't stop the run, or you can't run the ball.
Done.
You're not going to win.
Done.
That's pretty much the NFL right now.
I mean, but listen, I'm not around football every day, right? I'm not in the inner makings of the way the league is going and where it's trending. But I do know this. Football is very cyclical. If one team has a player that looks a certain way and they're winning a certain way, the rest of the NFL will mimic that, right? Mm-hmm. Before, everybody had to have a receiver that looked like Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Mike Evans. They all had to be big, strapping guys that could go up and get the ball. Now it seems like everybody got speed and got ants, right? So it's cyclical. The one thing that's consistent, regardless of what you want to do with all that other stuff, the teams that run the football, the teams that stop the run are always in the mix at the end of the year. That has never changed. So I don't know how people that are in football every day won't even acknowledge that with how they put a team together.
Do you think, though, that the Dolphins' big issue right now is run? Because it feels really like it's their quarterback. Doesn't look so hot.
It's what I would tell you is we wouldn't be having these questions if you had an offensive line and a defensive line, right? Keep in mind, you started the season off with your defense not forcing a punt in 11 quarters.
The defense has not been good. I'm not sitting here saying the defense is good.
No, but just saying, look at the overall. If I start with the 2 fundamentals of football and then work it out from there, right? I'm not even including the quarterback. I'm not including the secondary, which we had questions going into the game on this season. If I start this team and I start them with a decent offensive line and a decent defensive line, all those other things fall into place. That is what happened in a lot of these. Hell, one of the reasons why they were so quick to get off Anthony Richardson is because they had a good offensive line and a good defensive line. So it's easier to move on because you can identify whether he can play or not sooner because you know you have a base.
It was strange that he moved up as fast as he did anyway. I know that he looks like a superhero. I get it.
But look, we used to have a saying in football. Look like Tarzan, play like Jane. Right? Just because you're big and got muscles and could bench press and run don't mean you could play football. In fact, I would lean the opposite way. Some of the big guys with the worst bodies are the ones that ball out. Now,
Gilbert Brown.
This is my whole point. Right. You want to know when Tua started stinking?
When
he tried to get his body right. I've been saying this.
But
dude,
at his position,
so you want him portly?
I've been wanting him fat for 3 years. Fat jujitsu Tua was the best Tua.
But you can't move when you're fat.
You can't move.
He
when
can
you're
move.
Fat.
Some people are sneaky movers when they're chubby.
Tobin. Have you ever seen third and fours and you're like, he's not going to make it? Like, you just know he's not going
to
make it.
Or when he rolls out to the left and then instead of getting a play from Mike, he get a couple of puffs on the oxygen mask. Let me hit that, Mike. But look, it's not a secret. Nobody wants to be. What did Dan Campbell say? Every place Dan took over, what is the first thing he said he's going to do?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek or three toes, I will beat your ass, I believe was his words.
Attitude, offense, defensive line, right? It's not a secret. I can't for the life of me figure out, right, when these two things in the history of football have been consistent. If you have an offense and defensive line, if you can run the football, stop the run, you can win championships, right? And the greatest show on turf. Let's be clear. The greatest show on turf won a Super Bowl by stopping the Titans on the 1 yard line. And that
doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
What, 20-16 or something like that?
Yeah.
It was a close game.
Yeah.
So they ain't outrun. Once you get to the go time, once you get to those pivotal times in the season, it's going to be whether you can run the football or stop the run.
Although, did you
– offensive, defensive line.
Did you see A.J. Brown came out yesterday and he said that the Eagles' offense is too conservative? And I feel like he's the only guy not having fun with the winning. I feel like every time A.J. Brown's just sitting here and he goes, we could have more fun. I mean, we could open it up a little bit, baby. You could chuck me the ball.
You know why that is? You know why that is? Let me tell you why. Because the people in Philadelphia – in places throughout this country, don't care about winning. It's how they win, right?
But when you say people in Philadelphia, you mean him, right? Because he's the only guy on the team that
the
seems
fans
like
are the
that.
Same way. The fans were all over Jalen Hurts the first 3 weeks.
I think the fans like the tush push, though, dude. I think like the Philly fans, they
saying,
like.
But I'm just saying, like Jalen Phillips had to answer questions about why he's not having success. A 3-0 football team, a team that just won a Super Bowl, a team that he was the MVP in the last Super Bowl. He is answering questions every week. What's going on with the passing game?
Well, guess what? The Eagles have reached now they've reached Patriots chief level where.
Yeah, but they're winning.
I understand. But okay. They are winning. You're right. But you know what? They were winning 2 years ago, the year after they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, and they were playing the exact same way, and everybody was saying, all right, it's good that you're winning now. And they won the 10 out of their first 11. And then you know what happened after that? It finally caught up to them.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts is not –
he was on that
even
team.
Even after winning the MVP of the Super Bowl, we still going to ask Jalen Hurts these questions?
I don't think they should ask him these questions, but I can see
that. But if the dog
– You say to people, Vlad, he got ring protection. Well, this guy don't. He just won last year. And was the MVP?
He's got ring protection. Nobody's throwing.
No. But I said, but it's really hard on him. It's hard. They are very hard on Jalen Hurts for whatever apparent reason. And all the man does is win. That's all he wins. Put it this way. If I was the Miami Dolphin fan, if Tua was getting the criticism Jalen Hurts was getting, you would accept it. You would take it because you know what that means. That means your team is winning. Your team is winning. As long as that's all that matters. We talked about this when we started the show.
I would say, though, he's probably the first quarterback in a while on a team that's been this good for this long that's not the signature of the team. Even, like, the signature is their physicality. It's their stupid rugby play.
It's the whole team. They got a complete team.
I know, but that's it.
That don't matter.
But AJ Brown's not having fun.
Well, he's a wide receiver. Receivers are not going to have fun if they don't get the ball.
Dude, let me tell you something. It's the position. Because and this is the same thing I'm going to say what I've said about Jalen Hurts. A wide receiver could have 3 catches, right? Their team could win by 20. And some reporter's going to go in there and say, how you feel about your production, right? Why are you not getting more? And the answer, I don't know why, can't be, we're winning, who cares? They take that, wide receivers take that more personal than any other position because they're trying so hard to say, when I catch a pass, 3 other things have to happen. Them other 3 things ain't happening, right? The quarterback got to be looking my way. The play has to be designed to go my way. The quarterback has to see what I'm seeing or I have to not be doubled, right? So many things where you could eliminate that. And when you eliminate those things and then you get the ball rammed down your throat and you still lose by 20, the first thing they do after the game is run to the damn wide receiver and say, why you only caught 3 balls? So while everybody want to win, let's be clear. I don't think fans look at it as it's all about winning because I've seen plenty of teams that have won games and won a bunch of games and fans complain about how they're winning. So I don't know what, like, I don't know what to say. I tell you what, if I'm a Dolphins fan, I'd rather be 3-0. I don't care how we got there. Right?
I mean, let's not live in fantasy.
But the 3-0 teams are complaining.
We'll take a break, close things out a little, all right. Oh, no! After this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3, WQAM. We'll wrap up this lovely day here with a little, all right, oh no. So we get that football music cooked on up, Vlad, let me know, and we'll start celebrating the weekend that was. Ah, now we're ready. My all right goes to the two-headed monster of Marty Brown and Mark Fletcher. Two mooses. And that O-line. For what they did to the Gators. Picking up their QB. No bigs, dude. This team, well-rounded, Leroy. Right. This Canes team is humming along. Cristobal built himself a hell of a squad. And enjoy the holy hell out of beating rivals anytime. You know, I always like when Cristobal's like, yeah, we should do this Florida game at any time, baby. when you every time, and then we won't see them for a decade. That's how that's gonna work. They'll be like, nah, no thanks, dude. We're not gonna do that. So that to me is my all right. What a delight. My oh no goes to field goal units.
Oh.
Stop letting kicks get blocked. What the hell's going on here? It was all over the weekend. I will say, though, feels like special teams are back. Feels like this year, NFL, special teams, we got returns, we got blocked punts. Because they used to say, hey, three phases. But nobody really cared about that special. It was felt like it was getting snuffed out. Now, right. All of a sudden, every week, there's a big play on special teams. I love it. What do you got, Leroy?
I tried to explain to why Zach Seeler was on the field. Nobody wasn't having it. I told them why. They never heard a punt safe. That's a whole nother story. My all right is going to go to my Browns and my Vikings.
All right.
Vikings won with a backup quarterback. Right. Let me be honest. No idea who he was. I'm going to keep it real. Right? I was hoping they could hang on or whatever. They mollywop Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, great job. And that's a real quarterback whisper. Because I don't even know who that was playing quarterback. He was throwing dimes.
He's my favorite head coach.
He's the bum whisperer.
Eddie looks 12, right?
He really does. No, he's got some boyish looks on him.
And what happened at the end of the Browns game, and I had to take responsibility for this to some extent, when they blocked the field goal, I was like, no, just go into overtime. Because when you scarred, and I understand, then your quarterback go out there, throw a pick, they run down the field goal range, kick a field goal. Right?
Yep.
So the fact that the Browns moved the ball down the field and kicked the field goal, I was like shocked. It was awesome. It was awesome. I literally laughed, smiled, and got up and celebrated because this don't normally happen, and I wanted to enjoy it. Because
you got the goosies?
Like, yes. Contrary to Dolphins fans who think I don't understand, try being a Cleveland Browns fan. Okay, so stop. I do understand. And my oh no, for every good side of that, there's a bad side. And I'm glad you're here to witness this, Vlad. Them damn Jets. Like, you had the game right there. You had the game.
Oh, no.
You had the game.
No, we didn't.
Why not?
Because they still had the ball. When we scored, they had a minute and 30 left and two timeouts.
Used to be you can't leave time for Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes. Now you can't leave time for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, they had time.
I mean, he's done it. They've done it the first 3 weeks.
Yep.
They do it all the time. So, like, it was right there for them.
I got you.
Vlad, what you're all?
But still.
I mean, it was there.
Come on, because when I say Jets, you think defense. Not now, but that's what the first thing come to mind because they couldn't. The quarterback situation was raggedy.
Yeah, it was a bad loss. It was tough, but I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. My all right. It's got to go to the Canes, man.
Yeah.
What Miami did this past weekend, just, you know, with game day being there at Coral Gables, Pat McAfee's the biggest Miami Hurricane fan now. It seems crazy. Like, you know, all of a sudden, Dana White, Pat McAfee, everybody's loving to you.
Yep.
And then the performance at the crowd that came out at Hard Rock Stadium to bear witness this, you know, this beatdown. They withstood the rain. It was great. So, shout out to you. Shout out to the Hurricanes fans.
All right.
It was a spectacle all weekend, as it should be, right?
It was great,
it was
man.
A spectacle.
It was a spectacle.
Yeah.
And you know what? Another all right to the Miami Marlins. Yes, we got to give the Marlins all right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Marlins are only 4 games out. Who would have thought the last week of the season you're actually going to watch tomorrow night? You're going to actually watch a Marlins-Phillies game and be excited for it. So, shout out to the Marlins. My own no. Russell Wilson.
Oh.
It was bad, man. It was bad. You know it's bad.
Hard times for him, man.
Oh, it's hard times, Daddy. Hard times. When the fans are booing you when you're going back into the game because they wanted to see Jackson Dart.
After throwing for 450. Let's not forget. It wasn't like it was a year ago. It was 7 days ago.
Not only that. Jackson Dart hadn't even thrown a pass. All he does is run option plays, you know, the run run pass option, RPO. He hasn't thrown a ball, and the fans are going crazy for that.
Yep.
But then again, Brian Daboll, why are you calling run plays for Russell Wilson? He can't move now. Like, I don't want to see Russell run.
It don't.
Damage is done.
A lot of damage has been done. So, yeah, Russell Wilson.
Oh, no.
That's a show for today, everybody. We appreciate you tuning on in. Apologize to the Twitchers for the technical snafu, but it looks like that's all settled, so we should be good there. If you guys missed any of the show, you guys can get the Tobin and Leroy podcast, and we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.